I am a lad that's come to the town, who from the west did travel of late. And they do call me country clown, because I will not prattle and prate. I no sooner came to London, but by the hand a friend did me take, and news did require, but 'twas my desire, I told him neither to meddle nor make. As I came by a cobbler's stall, where he was set a-sewing his shoes, after me then he straightways did call, saying, my friend, I prithee, what news? This did straightway raise my anger, knitting my brows, my head did I shake. Do not stand bawling, but mind your own calling, for I will neither meddle nor make. I, having heard men talk of rich wine, some of that drink me thought I did lack. Then I resolved a tavern to find, where I would buy 2 penneth of sack. Being in my leather jacket, gallant son to poor Tommy did speak, concerning the army, but they could not charm me, I swore I would neither meddle nor make. Some said the prince to London would come, then we should be more happy than e'er. Others declare we all were undone, if to the city he did repair. Thus he talked like men distracted, but not a word to them did I spake. But as I sat drinking, I paid it with thinking, but vowed I would neither meddle nor make. Some they did drink a health to the prince, with a fair orange placed in a glass, and without any seeming offense, flowing full brimmers freely did pass. Then they called to leather breeches, saying to me this health I should take. I'd not be at leisure, they might do their pleasure, for I would neither meddle nor make. Then I went to the Royal Exchange, where they discoursed of matters of state. Zbobs thought I 'twas wondrous state, that they do talk at such a rude rate. Some were seemingly disloyal, the which did cause my heart for to ache. But then I stood neuter, and was no disputer, vowing I neither meddle nor make. Then a young spark, all in a vine coat, in a great range his rapier he'd draw, swearing he'd make me alter my note, and tell him more than ever I knew. But as he was coming to me, I with my club his noodle did break, and said, honest neighbor, take this for your labor, for I will neither meddle nor make. Then to a barber shop I did go, where being placed and set in a chair, straightways he did desire to know what kind of news abroad I did hear. This did make me near distracted, unto my heels I straightway did take. I run and I raved, with half my beard shaved, crying I'd neither meddle nor make.